Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. So I wish I could play the Mission Impossible theme song for you right now, because I want to play on that phrase, Mission Impossible, only I want to turn it around into Mission Inspiring. Here's what I'm talking about. More and more window washers, for example, around the world are dressing up as superheroes before they tackle the superhuman task at children's hospitals. How fun is that? And think of how this might completely redefine a window washer's mission in a fun way. Rather than merely cleaning the windows, they are now part of the hospital team that is helping a sick child feel better. And instead of offering great customer service, as we all strive to do, as we all say, blah, 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 we're going to provide great customer service, the fishmongers at Pike's Fish Market in Seattle are challenged to make someone's day. Now, which sounds more inspiring, more imaginative, to offer good customer service or to make someone's day? And a bank in Denmark has a very simply worded, so there's nothing, you know, nothing outlandishly inspiring about this, yet it's still, in a simple kind of way, I find, a very inspiring mission statement. Number one, we will treat customers in such a way that they stay with us and recommend us to people who are not yet customers. And number two, we will treat employees in such a way that they look forward to coming into work every day and are proud to tell others where they work. What a concept. So, my thought for you in this episode is simply this. What can you do to shake up your language or redefine your work in some fun, creative way to turn your seemingly mission impossible, impossible mission into mission inspiring? And my fun at work tip, as I'm doing this podcast, we are ending the year 2013. I hope you had a fabulous year, but you can do this at any time. You could do this at the end of the year. You could do this at the end of the month. You could do this at the end of your quarter. Gather your team around and have everyone share three things. Number one, their top three highlights of the year or quarter or the month. Number two, the top three things they are most grateful for. And number three, the top three things they are most excited about in the next year, the next month, the next quarter. It's a simple but effective way to help people reflect, reminisce, to remind people of the positive stuff you've accomplished and get people excited for the stuff still to come. And because it's almost Christmas, as I do as this podcast, our quote of the week is a Christmassy quote from Phyllis Diller. What I don't like about office Christmas parties is looking for a new job the next day. Oh, you crazy nut, Phyllis. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World, here's again somebody who has too much time on their hands. There's a yarn bomber. And who knew such a term existed? A yarn bomber in Portland, Oregon, who has been putting striped sweaters on statues of otters and dolphins and wool leg warmers and a toque on a brass deer. How goofy is that? Well, folks, And in our It's a Wacky World section, a yarn bomber, and who knew such a term existed, in Portland, Oregon, has been putting striped sweaters on statues and wool leg warmers and a toque on a brass deer. Like, how goofy is that? Again, somebody with just way too much time on their hands. Now, I know you don't have a lot of time on your hands, but if you want to create a more inspiring, successful business, if you want to grow your business, if you want to create a more fun, successful culture to drive success in your workplace, then you absolutely must come by and pay us a visit at www.humoratwork.com. And if you haven't signed up for the written e-zine, please do so. There's all sorts of great links to videos and further resources and articles in our e-zine. So please drop by and support us. And I would love to hear from you. Send me a note, send me a comment, pass the word, spread the good humor word, and as always, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.